It's almost Election Day, Central Ohio, and your voice matters. On Tuesday, November 4th, COTA is making it easier to get to the polls with free rides all day long on all services. No fare, no hassle. Just hop on board on Tuesday, November 4th for an easy way to cast your vote. Whether you're taking the bus, COTA Mainstream, or COTA Plus, your ride is on us. Let's roll to the polls together. Plan your trip on the transit app or at COTA.com.
That's all I need to know about you.
Star 99.9, it's Anna and Raven. If you steal a 400-year-old bonsai tree, that is all I need to know about you.
Wow.
So if you haven't heard this story, it's a 400-year-old bonsai tree worth more than $50,000 vanished from a gardener's collection outside of Tokyo.
Wait. Is this the plot for Karate Kid 4?
Nope.
I think they're on 4.
Nope. Right?
I don't know. First one was Ralph Macchio. Second one was fat and old Ralph Macchio.
Right.
Third one was a girl, I think.
It wasn't? Okay.
Maybe this is the fourth one.
I don't
bonsai
know.
Tree stolen.
It was Jaden Smith.
Here's the thing, is that the thieves are asking the owner are asking people to please, if you have stolen the bonsai tree, to water it. Because it can only survive a week. It's 400 years old and worth over $50,000.
It's like if you steal a diabetic or if you steal somebody that's got like a thyroid condition or something like that. You have obligations, all right? Make sure they're getting their medication to keep them alive.
Turns out people are very, very upset about the stolen bonsai tree.
I would imagine so.
I met Larry Jackal, International Bonsai Master, and this morning he woke up to the news of the theft, and this is what he had to say.
I woke up this morning to find that some bonsai trees have been stolen, including a 400-year-old Shinpaku juniper in Tokyo. Why? If you were watching this and you stole those trees, please return them. And if you know of where they are, say something so that they can get back to their owners. If you're thinking about stealing a tree, don't.
Don't. Right. Don't steal a tree.
Well, I'm sorry, Larry.
I think that's good. I'm sorry that Larry woke up so upset about that on the other side of the world.
Dude's here in America.
That's what I'm saying. I thought for a minute he was going to have some sort of accent or something, and he'd be, you know, thoroughly, maybe he was related to these people and knew this personally,
no.
But this guy is just monitoring tree thefts across the globe.
Listen, if
you know what? I'm glad that man is out there.
He's so mad.
I'm glad that he's out there to respect these trees and to make sure that people do respect these trees.
If you steal a bonsai tree, or if your best friend is a bonsai tree,
oh, man.
That's all I need to know about you.
I thought it was going to be a comment from like Elizabeth Shue or somebody that starred in one of the films, something like that. Pat Morita from The Dead. Is he gone? I'm not sure.
This has nothing to do with The Karate Kid.
I'm thinking it's a good screenwriting plot line. If we can move ahead on this project, I'd be very happy.
All I know is we need a bonsai tree in here.
I can tell you this, is that after a great weekend where I sent my girl out for a ladies' night out, all that type of stuff, we've been working together here in the house, I was counting on the fact that it was supposed to rain and be warm last night and today, so I never shoveled anything, and there is now like 4 inches of ice outside on the cars, the home, everywhere out there. If you count on the warm temperatures to take care of your shoveling duties, that's all I need to know about you.
Yeah, because that's you.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Probably looking at a D this week. I don't know.
Still not getting above 35 degrees.
Not good.
If you make rude comments about a cashier right in front of them while we're both in line, then turn to me and go, "Don't you agree? That's all I need to know about you."
I hate people that do that. Don't bring me in on your nonsense.
Yeah. Don't drag me into this. Yeah. I don't want your problems.
Watching how people treat other people that they believe they're better than, that is one of the biggest indicators. I'll write you right off for life.
Exactly. 1-800-330-9999. Fill in the blank. If you blank, that's all I need to know about you.
Free to live your best life.
No one to sit with on a roller coaster. Happy or sad, it's time for Single Snark with Anna and Raven, Star 99.9.
All this week, we want to know, why is being single awesome? You hear about the love and Valentine's Day, but sometimes being by yourself is awesome, too.
Oh, you've got to be in love. You've got to have a significant other this week. Oh, candies, chocolates, cards, la 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 la. Spend. What about just riding solo?
1-800-330-9999. We want to hear from you. Why is being single awesome? Joining us, it's Rob from The Office. Rob, tell us, what's the best part about being single?
Well, I would have to say, when I order French fries, I get to keep all my fries.
That's true. It's valid.
I hadn't even thought of that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
My wife eats half of my food every time we go anywhere. Mm-hmm. You know, the thing is, my wife always asks me what I'm ordering. I never ask her what she's ordering because I know I won't be able to have a bite of hers.
Right.
But she always asks me. And then she tries to tell me to order something else so she can have both.
Yep, that's how it works.
Yeah, also, I still have my favorite hoodie. So,
right.
Have you been losing sweat?
Where you been? Like, I mean, that is for real.
Uh-huh.
And I want my high school ring back, high school girlfriend.
Uh-huh. Yep. Have you ever been to the mall? You know, you see, like, the little pet stores.
Yep.
I completely walk by them. Not a care in the world. Not, oh, Rob, look at the dog. Can we get a Rottweiler?
Mm. No. Right. No. None of that.
I already have two. I don't need a third one. Thank
right.
you.
Right. My wife would just burn the place down and set all the animals free. But that's another story for another day.
It's kind of
input on
kind
that.
Kind of sad.
Rob's putting that out there.
Right.
Yeah, like, no, and I got dogs. Yeah. Money and dogs.
Big ball.
What else, Rob?
And fries in a hoodie.
What else is great about being single?
Well, I can honestly ignore text messages after a while. You know,
that's nice.
My husband knows he's got about 40 minutes to get back to me, max, or it's going to hit the fan.
Now,
when he gets
what
home.
Happens if your husband Paul hasn't gotten back to you in 40 minutes or more?
I just call on repeat.
He's having
an
affair. It's some sort of crazy scandal.
Well, no. It starts with, what's so important that you can't answer my text messages?
Right.
I'm your wife.
Right.
And then it turns into, oh my God, he's been killed in a car crash on 95.
Oh, okay, right. That
and
one comes.
Then the panic sets in.
Right.
See, that brings me on to my next topic, because when you're out, you know, hanging with the boys, you don't always have to answer the phone.
Right.
You don't get cross-interrogated immediately after. It can be like 15 minutes, you're finally out, you're just like, hey, I'm just hanging with the guys in the basement, you know, watching the game.
Is that where you hang out with the guys in the basement?
No. No.
All right.
No. Just what came to mind.
Right.
You know.
Right. Okay.
Just came. Top of the head. Shoot from the head.
Got it.
But if he wanted to hang in the basement with the guys, he could. There's no judgment there.
Nobody would question him.
No one.
I thought it was going to be about driving.
Well, that's
a great list.
I know.
Also, when you're in a new relationship, you don't always have to impress the significant other. You don't always have to impress her mom, her dad, the siblings, the social media friends.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, you always have to make the ex jealous.
So wait a minute.
See, you have to worry about none of those people.
Right. So in a new relationship, you don't have to worry about those things. It's as the relationship goes on that you have to be concerned with those things?
Yes.
All right, Rob, I'm just going to point something out here. I'm thinking we don't have a longer relationship because you're not concerned about any of those things early on in the relationship. Mom doesn't have to like me. Friends don't have to like me. Social media doesn't have to like me. I don't even have to open the door.
I don't even have to like myself, to be honest. Yeah.
Right? Yeah. I mean, I thought I was missing something. I just wanted to make sure I had the context correct.
Yep.
Rob, your favorite things about being single, is that it?
I can have my cake and eat it, too.
Literally.
He could just say the words.
Cake.
Right? Yep.
Cake.
Lots of cake.
Two slices, please.
Right.
Both for me.
Exactly.
I think you got a good handle on this, Rob.
Yeah.
Oh my God, could you chew any louder?
Did you watch this without me?
Seriously, 6 more inches and it's in the sink.
Why do you do this? You squeeze from the bottom.
What do you want to get for dinner?
Let us solve your problems. Star 99.9, Honda of Westport Couples Court.
Jill and David joining us together this morning. Jill, let's start with you. What's going on?
Valentine's Day is tomorrow, and of course I'm going to go out on a cool date with my man, but I also invited my sister and her boyfriend to join us for a double date, and that's apparently a problem. I don't see the issue with it, but we've been going back and forth about this all morning.
What's the issue, David?
I just think it's weird. Like, who goes out on a double date for Valentine's Day?
Well, I mean, are you guys close to Jill's sister and her boyfriend? Are you guys buddies?
We all get along. Yes, I think I'm very close to my sister, and I almost never get to see her. And David knows this. I mean, we just have really busy schedules. But we both carved out this time on Valentine's Day, because obviously it's Valentine's Day. And I just thought, wouldn't it be fun to all do something together? I just don't see what the big deal is. It's a Hallmark-created holiday anyway.
What's the deal? Are you friends with the boyfriend? Are you close with the boyfriend or whatever? Because you say you carved out this time, Jillian, on Valentine's Day, but I mean, it's not really you and your sister's day specifically. I understand it's a fake holiday, but so David, how close are you with the boyfriend? I mean, do you have common interests?
I'm not close with the boyfriend at all. I know the boyfriend because he's dating my sister, my girlfriend's sister.
Right. So you thought you'd have an intimate night with your lady, and instead what's going to happen is the two girls are going to end up talking the whole dinner, and you'll be awkward with the boyfriend or on your phone.
Yeah, we're going to try to find things to talk about. We have nothing in common, and then the girls are just going to be chatting, and it's going to be an extremely expensive dinner, and by the end of the night, I'll have talked to my girlfriend, like, for 2 minutes.
See, I resent that. I want you guys to get to know each other.
I know you do. Of course you do.
It's a play date.
Yeah, of course. Of course. So that's what Valentine's Day is. So I'm going to drop like $150 so I could become closer friends with my girlfriend's sister's boyfriend.
How long have you guys been dating?
6 months.
So this is your first Valentine's Day?
Yep. Yes, and I've never had a Valentine's Day that was super romantic before. It's just not a holiday.
Well, you're not going to with another couple there, right?
I think it's going to still be romantic. I thought it was a
How could it be romantic if there's four of us at the table?
How do you uninvite somebody once you've already set the plans?
Hey, I made a mistake.
You just say, hey, wait, you know what? David's not into this. It's Valentine's Day. Let's do it on another night where we can do the four of us. But on Valentine's Day, for going out, we should just be a couple.
Oh, guys, what we do is we ask our audience what they think, and they may agree with you, Jill. What's the big deal? The schedules work out. The four of you are going to go out to dinner. But they may see David's side, too. It's your first Valentine's Day. He wants to spend it alone. I think really what it is, it's not so much alone. He just doesn't want to spend it with your sister and her boyfriend. Do you guys both agree to listen to what our audience has to say about it?
Heck yeah.
Sure.
Great. Give us a call, 1-800-330-9999. Whose side are you on? It's the Honda Westport Couples Court on Star 99.9.
So Jill made plans to go on a double date with her sister and her sister's boyfriend tomorrow night for Valentine's Day. Didn't think it was going to be a big deal at all. Mm. But her boyfriend, David, is kind of really upset about it, saying, I barely know this guy, and it's supposed to be just us.
Yeah, it's going to be weird, you know, that kind of thing. I get what he's saying in the fact that, I mean, in the phone call, I thought I'd be totally on her side, but then I hear her talk about the fact that it's like, oh, well, I don't get to see my sister. Well, make a plan to see your sister some other time.
I wonder, though, if this is just an excuse because he doesn't want to hang out with a guy he doesn't know well.
Fair enough.
Yeah, whose side are you on? Honda of Westport, Couples Court, 1-800-330-9999. Hey, it's Anna and Raven.
Hey, I'm on David's side. I agree that if they're 6 months into the relationship, it's a brand new relationship, and they should be spending it together, and she should be happy that he wants to spend it with just her.
I think that, thank you for the call, have a good morning. I think, Anna, that if you've taken the time to make a reservation or something like that, it's kind of rude for her not to have asked him before she extended this invitation.
Well, I think it depends on your relationship. Like,
well,
my husband, and I know that your wife Alicia is the same way. We're the plan makers. So, it's
right.
I'll tell you in passing.
Well, right. It seems to me that David made the plan is all I'm thinking because he sounds so whatever. But I could be wrong.
Right. Whose side are you on? Honda of Westport Couples Court on Star 99.9. She doesn't get to see her sister very often. So she was excited when they were free on Valentine's Day to go on a fun double date. Her sister, the boyfriend, and her boyfriend. Mm-hmm. Problem is, her boyfriend David is not on the same page.
Yeah, David doesn't know the sister's boyfriend and isn't interested in getting to know him on Valentine's Day. He thought that he was going to have a night with just Jillian. Jillian is like, well, I never get to see my sister, so this is my schedule now.
Yeah, whose side are you on? It's a Honda of Westport Couples Court on Star 99.9. Is he overreacting? 1-800-330-9999. Hey, it's Anna and Raven.
I'm totally on the guy's side. At first, I thought he was just trying to bail out, but it sounds like he's sincere enough that he wants to make it a nice night for her, and absolutely, the girls are going to talk, and the guys are going to have nothing to talk about, and it should be the two of them, not the four of them.
Thanks for the call. And it is, to be fair, it is a pricey night to do something like that. I mean, I guess you're all eating, so what's the difference?
It's funny how normally our audience is like, who cares? Valentine's Day is fake. You don't need to go out and celebrate. But all of a sudden now it's like, no, it's a special day. She's got to spend it alone with him. Funny how the tables flip. And on Raven, whose side are you on?
I'm on his side. I think he has a valid point. I think the four of them can go out anytime. I think Valentine's Day is more special for the two of them. And Valentine's Day isn't just about her. It's about both of them. So if they don't both want the double date, then it's not fair to him.
Fair enough. Thank
She's
got
to take into account his feelings.
The verdict is in. Jury foreman, what are the results?
David, our audience agreed with you this morning. Jill, he wants to spend it with just you. Whether or not it's because he doesn't want to spend it with a stranger, that's a different story. But it's your first Valentine's Day, and people just felt like it should be like a solo thing. Just two of you guys.
All right. Well, if the collective mind has spoken, I guess I would just ask that David try to help me reschedule, because it's a nightmare to get our schedules lined up. And if he cares about me, he knows how hard it is for me to see my sister and how infrequently it happens. But I am excited to have Valentine's Day with just David.
David, you must be happy about this.
I feel validated. I mean, I knew that people out there would basically agree with me. And look, I don't want to be like contentious about this. I wanted to spend Valentine's Day with my girlfriend. And if we want to do a couples date another night, that'd be great, because it's going to cost us half the money on another night.
Well, fair enough. Guys, thanks so much for joining us this morning. And if anybody else has an issue, send us an email to couplescourt@star999.com. Kids all over will be giving away Valentine's at school. And it's a special time for these children as they share their love as little cards that they bought at CVS for $2.99 with each other.
I always thought that the handwritten note passed up from three rows back was the most romantic gesture that could actually happen in a young life.
Yeah. So 99.9, Sienna and Raven. We adopted the fifth grade class at Roosevelt School in Bridgeport. We do it every year. We love it. We spend a lot of time with these kids. And this year we asked them to write some Valentine's Day poetry for us.
Because they are unbelievably creative. It's just the most fun what comes out of kids' mouths.
Yeah.
Roses are red, violets are blue. I like chicken nuggets, and I hope you do too.
Right, because if you don't like chicken nuggets, I ain't even need to know you.
No.
I don't need to know you.
Everybody loves chicken nuggets.
We have no future. Yep. It's like if you don't like dogs, forget it.
Yep.
Dogs and chicken nuggets.
Roses are violet, violets are pink, green is red, red is blue. Will you be my friend for Valentine's Day?
Huh.
Yeah. It's abstract. It's clearly abstract.
Yeah. That right that's there. Like that was
Dali. What was the colors? The colors. Yeah. I mean, scientifically, like blue, is that true? Is
I mean, that was.
Did it make sense? Because I know yellow and blue make green, but I didn't hear that reference.
No, I don't know.
All right, next poem. What I got? What
I never got abstract art. Yeah.
Love, love everywhere you go. Doesn't matter where you go. Be kind and love. Valentine's Day is a time where you can give someone candy and maybe fall in love.
Wow. Aww. I mean, that's beautiful. We are the world.
We are.
Like, that gives me faith right there. You know, that gives me faith and hope for the future.
Maybe you'll fall in love.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Maybe. So smooth.
Roses are red. Violets are red. Bushes are red. Trees are red. I just lit your garden on fire. No chocolate for you. I do not like you.
What?
Oh.
What?
Wow.
What?
Well,
somebody keep an eye on him.
Wait a minute.
What?
One more time.
Roses are red, violets are red, bushes are red, trees are red. I just lit your garden on fire. No chocolate for you. I do not like you.
Oh, my gosh.
That took a dark turn.
I mean, right, if you're a neighbor.
Yeah.
I don't know if this is a situation where it's mandatory reporting, but
arson.
I almost feel a bit responsible if we don't tell somebody.
Exactly. Cheese isn't red. Just FYI.
Never be
I mean,
red.
That's like the least problem of that whole poem, but FYI. Okay.
Roses are red, violets are blue. I like basketball, so I will do a dribble move on you.
Oh, dribble move. Oh, nice. Got you. Yep.
Nice.
Yep. One more.
Valentine's Day is supposed to be about showing love, but it's about the candy, M&Ms, and Hershey chocolate and heart chocolate. Get the love out of here.
Get it out of here.
He's just raging against capitalism at such a young age.
Yep,
he's just I remember he was about 3'11", too. I was like, wow, a lot of anger in there. All right.
Likes his chocolate, though.
So we're just driving the February economy, buddy.
All right, we're going to have more with our kids from Roosevelt and their poetry coming up next right here on Star 99.9. We adopted the fifth graders at Roosevelt School in Bridgeport. We do it every year, and every year they get so into Valentine's Day. They love it over there.
Yeah, you know, the kids, they put in the artwork, the time. They've been working on poetry lately, and the stuff that they share is just awesome.
Star 99.9, it's Anna and Raven. We asked them to write some Valentine's Day poetry for us, and here's what they wrote.
Apples are red, blueberries are blue, a duck quacks, the sound of sappy love, that's true. Limes are green, blackberries are black, chocolate is the candy that everyone loves.
There's a lot of truth in this poem.
Mm-hmm.
There are some things that don't rhyme, which makes me think that it's above my pay grade or my intelligence level. There's deep. There's something deep going on here. There's factual statements followed up by artwork in there.
What we've learned is that if it doesn't rhyme like Dr. Seuss said, it should rhyme, then it gets very confused.
Right, we get baffled.
Yeah.
I just kind of derail.
Yeah.
Roses are red, violets are blue, my date with Netflix is better than with you.
Oh,
I mean, that's real.
Diss.
That is realness.
Legit.
I mean, we heard that yesterday on a single snark, too, is that Netflix and chill. Like, I mean, these are important things to people nowadays.
I don't think fifth graders are doing Netflix and chill, Raven. I think you're confused as to what that is.
That one might be. I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe?
No.
No, okay.
No.
You might be right.
Yeah.
You had a date, but now it's too late. She came to my house, and I gave her a steak. Now she's my date. Aha, she's mine. And if you get a date, she's not hotter than mine.
Wow.
This sounds like the beginning of some kind of war with somebody over you stealing a girl.
Right. I'm just going to say this. Mr. Steal Your Girl understands that steak is the way to a person's heart.
Which is actually true.
Right.
You want to woo me, you give me a porterhouse. That's what it comes down
to. Every single time I'm in there.
Yep.
Roses are red, violets are blue. If you're a Pokemon, I'll choose you. I like cake. How about you? If you don't like cake, something's wrong with you.
That's a fact.
True.
Legit.
Yep. True. Yep. Right.
I love cake. Cake is delicious.
Roses are red, violets are blue. If I was playing Fortnite, it will take me 2 minutes to beat you.
Oh,
that's a challenge.
Just lost on somebody.
I'll take that.
See what he did?
Listen. I am amazing at Fortnite. You come after me, and we'll see what that's actually
broken. I was going to say, have you played Fortnite? Seriously?
I've watched other people play Fortnite, right. Which, you know, in my mind, I believe I'm better than them, but okay. I don't know if that's true or not. Yeah.
You were going to ask me out, but now you're too late, so find someone else to be your date.
Oh, that's what I'm talking about.
I'm moving on. You in my rear view.
Yeah,
I don't need you to feel good about myself.
One more.
Roses are red, pizza sauce is too. I ordered a large and none of this for you.
Nice. That date is leaving.
Sadness. Priorities.
That date is leaving.
Oh, thank you, kids.
Does Netflix and chill mean that you're eating pizza?
No, Raven. No.
Hashtag no. Pizza while I chill.
No.
All right. Yeah. Just wondering.
You already know TMZ breaking news before it breaks.
I'm just going to come out and say it. I'm ready to take on the Catalina wine mixer.
Spend hours a day stalking your favorite celebs on Twitter.
My t-shirt's stuck to my sweater, isn't it?
Yeah.
Fantastic.
Answer questions with obscure movie quotes.
Are you asking me for a divorce?
Yay! Two Christmases!
It's time to use that useless knowledge and play Can't Beat Raven. Powered by Scapp Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram. Star 99.9.
Stephanie, can you please ask Raven to leave the room?
Raven, can you please leave the room?
Sure. Good luck, Stephanie.
All right, let's do this. Stephanie, I'm going to ask you 5 pop culture questions. You answer them as quickly as you can. I'll invite Raven back and ask him the same 5 questions. Whoever gets the most right wins. If it's a tie, it goes to Raven. But if you could beat him, we're going to give you $100 to Little Pub. You ready to do it?
Sure.
Okay, awesome. Number 1, it's been a decade since this medical show went off the air. George Clooney played Dr. Doug Ross. What show was it?
ER.
Number 2, Kato Kaelin was ousted from the Celebrity Big Brother house. What color was the Bronco that OJ fled in?
White.
Number 3, Miranda Lambert dumped a salad on a woman's lap at a restaurant after an argument. Who is her ex-husband that's also a judge on The Voice?
Blake Shelton.
Number 4, this music streaming service was the OG, and the slogan was have everything, own nothing. They eventually were bought by Rhapsody.
Napster.
Number 5, according to the actor that plays Harry Potter, he believes the franchise will get a reboot, even though he thinks he won't be featured in the title role. Who is Harry Potter?
Daniel Radcliffe.
Boom! Raven!
All right.
Stephanie got all 5. Stephanie got all 5.
Really?
Stephanie got all 5.
Really? Sounds suspect, but let me see how I do.
Okay. Number 1. It's been a decade since this medical show went off the air. George Clooney played Dr. Doug Ross. What show?
Oh, that's too easy. ER. Come on.
Number 2, Kato Kaelin was ousted from the Celebrity Big Brother house. What color was the Bronco that OJ fled in?
It was a white Bronco.
All right. Stephanie's still leading you 5-2.
You didn't think I was going to have those? I was in Los Angeles during that car chase.
Number 3, excuse me. I was in the car with OJ. I was in the back seat.
I wasn't in the car. I was cheering 3. From the freeway. Run, juice.
All right.
Then I watched the news.
Miranda Lambert dumped a salad on a woman's lap at a restaurant after an argument. Who is her ex-husband that's a voice judge on The Voice?
Blake Shelton. I saw that.
Stephanie's still leading you 5-3. Number 4, this OG music streaming service had the slogan, have everything, own nothing. They eventually were bought out by Rhapsody.
Oh, boy. Have everything. What was the slogan again?
Have everything, own nothing.
And it was bought out by Rhapsody. Old school music streams. Gosh.
Raven, I'm going to need an answer.
I'm going to say,
Come on.
AOL Music?
Nope. It was Napster. Yes, Stephanie, yes.
I mean, I don't feel like Napster was ever legal, right? I mean, I thought it was always thievery.
Get out of here. They were the first music streaming service right up there. Yes.
Oh,
congratulations,
man.
Stephanie. Just like that, you have broken his 24 winning streak, and you can score yourself a $100 gift card, a Little Pup, and more importantly, all the bragging rights in the world that you took down Raven.
Stephanie, are you Anna's sister? Because I feel like who would know that? Who would know that answer?
I mean, it's like the logical choice.
Oh, you gave it to her.
I work in a preschool. I know all about Blue's Clues and Baby Shark.
Failed to see the correlation, but thank you. Okay.
I think it's amazing that whenever you lose, it's somehow my fault. Right? Number 5.
You cheated.
According to the actor that plays Harry Potter, he believes the franchise will get a reboot, even though he thinks he won't be featured as the title role. Who is Harry Potter?
It's going to be Daniel Radcliffe,
That's right, but it doesn't matter because Stephanie just beat you. Boom.
When Harry Potter is 55 years old, do you call him Hank or Harry or Henry or something like that?
No, you call him a wizard.
Well, I guess so.
Right.
Well, congratulations to you, Stephanie.
Hi, I'm Stephanie from Long Island, and I just beat Raven.
Make sure you're listening to the Cheat Sheet this afternoon with Kevin Begley at 5:30. I'll give you the first two answers to tomorrow's five pop culture questions. Galentine's Day, when you hang out with all your girlfriends. Star 99.9, it's Anna and Raven. That's today. And joining us is dating expert Karenna Alexander here on Star 99.9.
When women go out, I feel like a lot of times they feel a lot of pressure that they see a guy they like, and they're eyeing them from across the room, but they feel like they can't go up to them and they don't know how to start a conversation, and that there's this stigma that the man has to start the conversation. What do you do in that situation?
I actually kind of agree with that a man should approach a woman for a lot of reasons, because sometimes you might be out anywhere at a bar or wherever you are, a work event, and you will find a guy you're attracted to, but you never know if he's married. He may not be wearing a ring. He may be living with someone. He may be in a relationship with someone. He might just have stopped off at that bar to have a drink, which some guys do. And married men do go to bars alone, you know, right after work.
That's shady. I think, don't you think a married man goes to a bar by himself after work? For what?
Get
go home
you.
To your family. Right. Go see your wife.
5:15 at home. Get the bourbon. I would like to feed these kids, but instead I'm in this Johnny Walker Black.
Men do it, though. And sometimes maybe the wife's not home yet and with the kids, so he'll just stop there for a drink.
Or he just doesn't love his family. Either way.
But I mean, there are exceptions, Anna. But, I'm following the breadcrumbs.
I want to protect women because that's mainly who my clients are. So I don't want them to go up to a guy and be embarrassed or be hurt. I feel like men know what they want. They know their type. And if you're not his type, it's just a waste of your time to go up to him. He should come over to you. He will if he thinks you're attractive and he's into your type and he's single. And he's motivated to date. That really saves my clients a lot of time. That's the philosophy that I do have.
That makes sense, right? Because he could be single, and if you're not his type and he's not all that interested, you're an attractive person, you're making good conversations, say, well, I'll give it a whirl.
Yes.
That can work out. I mean, there's lottery times when that works out, and then there's other times where it's just the percentages are not with you.
He's flattered that you asked him out. You are pretty. You're just not quite exactly what he's into. There's all kinds of beautiful women out there, but they're all different.
Right.
And men sometimes just want one thing.
Dating expert Karenna Alexander here.
First, I was going to disagree with you. I'm like, no, if she's into him, she should start a conversation. But then I kind of understand where you're coming from. If you're not his type, you're not his type. It's going to make you feel stinky about yourself.
It does. It hurts your self-esteem. And I've been doing this long enough where I know. I never wanted to believe it was the case. I used to be so annoyed when people would tell me that because it seems sexist. It's not fair.
Right.
Right.
It's not fair.
Yeah.
Right. It's just not because we're women. We go after what we want in business, you know. But you can't romantically. And it's one thing that I've learned with clients and personally. It's better when you wait for the guy who likes your type because men are wired differently. They are visually stimulated.
You shouldn't be a wallflower either just waiting for guys to approach you. There's things that you can do, subtle hints that you can give.
Right. In a smooth kind of cool kind of way without being trashy.
Like, do you have a phone charger available? My phone is almost dead. Like, that's something a normal person would say to you.
You're tricking somebody. But,
well, okay. Yeah, I almost say no. I almost say you really genuinely want to know if he had to have you. I want my clients to know that.
Right.
And they do. Huh. And the clients I work with that wait for this, it's great. It's fabulous. It's like the guy's pursuing and he's a great guy. When you go out, smile, walk around the room, even go alone. You don't have to hang out with your girlfriends because sometimes that can put off a guy because he doesn't know how to approach a pack of women.
Right.
And it's hard to buy drinks for all these women.
Right.
You know, walk around a lot. Just be a moving target and he'll approach you if he really wants to. And smile.
Right. Smile works.
Smile
definitely.
Is big.
Let me give you guys an example here. Let me show you my charm. What if I was doing this?
Oh, my God.
Is that you twirling
your
hair?
Oh, my God, you're so funny. Oh, my God. Yeah. And then I go like this.
You should stop. Whatever you're doing, you should stop it.
It's windy in here. I'm
flipping your hair. Playing. Is that a thing? No, right?
It's kind of a thing. Still,
not the way you're doing it, but...
Right.
Yeah. Just like a little...
You mean that wouldn't work on you, Karenna, if I was doing that, strutting around the room and doing that, peacocking and twirling my hair?
Probably not. I found through coaching, you can just teach people the way to do things better. And I've gotten more clients married through coaching than matchmaking. So that's why I do coaching now. It's teach them to fish, you know?
Teach them how to fish.
Right?
Yeah, if you teach them how to
really
fish,
works.
Then they'll be for life.
That's right.
That's right.
Give a man a fish while you feed him tonight. Right.
Yeah.
I got you.
If you ever need dating advice, you can check out KarennaAlexander.com.
At Ability Chiropractic, we do things differently. We believe lasting health starts with understanding how your body truly works, not masking pain with quick fixes. Our doctors take the time to educate and empower you to take control of your wellness journey. Through gentle, customized adjustments, we help restore proper function and unlock your body's natural healing power. That's why Columbus families have trusted Ability Chiropractic since 2012. See the difference for yourself. Book an appointment today at abilitychiro.com.
It's almost Election Day, Central Ohio, and your voice matters. On Tuesday, November 4th, COTA is making it easier to get to the polls with free rides all day long on all services. No fare, no hassle. Just hop on board on Tuesday, November 4th for an easy way to cast your vote. Whether you're taking the bus, COTA Mainstream, or COTA Plus, your ride is on us. Let's roll to the polls together. Plan your trip on the transit app or at COTA.com.